Now, should computers and mobile phones be banned from the bedroom? New research from Norway suggests that electronic devices with bright screens could be disrupting the sleep patterns of teenagers, 90% of whom in the study admitted to using a screen in the 60 minutes before they went to bed. Mari Heising, based at Uni Research Health in Bergen, says the resulting sleep deficiency is profound.
We did a study on this last year where we found that for every weekday, the adolescents get 2 hours less sleep than what they should be getting. So that's a 2 hour sleep deficit every single day. And again, we know that having not sleep sufficiently is related to poor physical and mental health, as well as school absenteeism and lower school performance.
Is there evidence, Mari, that this problem is an acute one? It's just happened or it's getting worse? Or has it always been like this?
Well, yes and no. I think that, of course, there have always been people that have not been sleeping enough, but there are evidence that it might be getting worse for teenagers, that they're sleeping less than what they did many years ago.
And your thought would be it's the distraction of having electronic devices, because the data I've seen, it's something like 97% of American adolescents have at least one electronic device with a screen on it in their bedroom.
Yes. And that's mostly the same we found in Norwegians, that 90% of them did spend some time on some electronic device the last hour before they went to sleep in their bedrooms. So we're getting to an American level.
Who did you look at in your study, and how did you actually do this work?
Well, this is part of a large epidemiological study, 10,000 adolescents in a county in Norway. So we invited all the adolescents in the county, and they were able to answer these questions on the internet during their school days. And for those who were not in school, they answered at home.
I presume they didn't answer at night, just before going to bed.
We don't know, actually. So we might be part of the problem here.
Indeed. And this was to enable you to probe how their screen use or exposure to electronic devices is linked to their sleep pattern. So you got data on how they were sleeping and how much computing they were doing.
Yeah. So this is part of a big study, and this was one of the aspects that we were able to cover more detailed.
When you broke that data down, what trends were emerging?
So what we did find then was that the hours of screen time during the day, as well as the last hour before they went to sleep in their bedroom, were related to sleep duration and how long it took for them to fall asleep at night.
And how do you account for this effect? Is it just that by playing around on an electronic device, a person by definition is not going to sleep? Or do you think that it's causal? Do you think that the use of the device makes a person more prone to poor sleep afterwards?
Yes, we do think that there are multiple pathways, and some of them direct. That is, many of these screens have quite bright light, and some of the blue light might impact your hormone production or the sleep hormone. So it actually sets your clock off a little bit. So in the same sense that being outside in the morning helps your sleep, having very bright light in the evening will probably delay your sleep pattern and making it harder for you to fall asleep at night. But as you say, it's not just the biological effect here. It's very probable that using screens are in a way brain activating and socially activating. So getting activated and enthusiastic or into what you do, then you're not relaxing. And that's what you need to do when you go to sleep.
What do you think then the implication of this is? Do you think that actually there's a reason to be concerned and we need to consider some kind of action?
I think that all teenagers, or most of them, are going to use their screens, and that's okay. I think it's more finding that balance between how much time you spend on your screens and doing other activities, school, friends, and physical activity. And maybe at night we can be more definite and say that it's good to prioritize your sleep, and by logging off at night and keeping the electronics out of your bedroom, and also trying to log off the last hour before sleep, you'll be helping your health and maybe also school performance.
There must be some implications for adults in this too, surely, because if you look at the data Facebook have got on people's use of their platform, one of the last things many of their adult users do before they go to bed is quite clearly checking their Facebook page and see what their friends are up to. So are we all actually probably suffering in the same way these teenagers are?
Yes, I think we are, and it's very possible that the same mechanisms works for adults. It might be that for adolescents, it's a very sensitive time. During your teenage years, you need your school performance, and a lot of things happen that have major consequences for the rest of your life. So I think it's important as parents that we try to help them to improve their sleep. But maybe this is a good opportunity to look at our own use of screens and maybe improve our own sleep as well.
So shut the laptop and pick up that book instead. That was Mari Heising. And one listener who isn't convinced on Twitter, at Naked Scientist Ed Wilson, says this old person, referring to himself, walks straight from a screen in one room to bed in another and then back again with 5 hours sleep in between.
Now, how are your languages? Bum, Apfel, Apple.